for leading those good songs, and for the rest of you for joining in. Thank you for being here this morning. I appreciate so much your presence here, as do all of us who are members of the congregation here. Thank you for visiting, if you're visiting. Last week I began talking about thankfulness. Thankfulness is one of the things I'm assigned to talk about this year, and I took an unusual tack, I guess. You might consider it unusual. I talked about Psalm 23, and you say, well, what's so unusual about that? Well, I guess the unusual part is I try to point out something about Psalm 23, and that is that the psalm expresses David's thankfulness, gratitude to God, but not because everything had gone right in his life, because everything definitely had not gone right in David's life. He was thankful to God because God was always in his life. And I made these points, and I don't want to belabor those again. You could use any passage, really any passage in the Bible, in which someone acknowledges or expresses gratitude to God and make these same observations, that in order to be thankful, you have to see something, or see that there's something there, and evaluate it and say, this is good. This is a good thing in my life. But then also understand that it's not an accident. It didn't just pop into existence, that someone has given that to you, and we all understand that ultimately all things are given to us by God. But that gift from God is not just the thing itself that we should concentrate on. It is God Himself and our relationship with God, and that is what we should value, because the gifts come and go in this world. But God is always there, and that's what David sees. He says, you know, even if I have to go through the valley of the shadow of death, you're right there. I mean, things may be frightful and terrible and terrifying, and I may have enemies at my table, but you're there. And because you're there, I'm grateful. I'm serene. I'm at peace. I'm content. See, David valued that relationship above everything else, and he expresses it in that psalm, as he does in many of his psalms. And he does so even when untoward and unwelcome things happen. And that's the nature of true thankfulness. True thankfulness isn't just being thankful for the things. It's being thankful for the one who gives you the things. And that's what I tried to talk about last week. I'm thankful, aren't you? I'm thankful for the good things in my life. I'm thankful for my mother. I don't know where I'd be without my mother. Well, that's not true. I wouldn't be anywhere without my mother. I wouldn't exist without my mother. But my mother was so much more to me than someone who gave me birth, brought me into this world. She gave me real life, and instruction, and wisdom. And she gave me the Lord. I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful to the Lord who gave her to me. I'm thankful for my wife, the mother of my children. She always says that. I say, well, you're not my mother. I don't have to give you anything for Mother's Day. She says, I'm the mother of your children. That's true. I don't know where I'd be without her. I may have to find out one day. But God will still be there. God who gave all the good things in my life will still be there. And I'll still be thankful. I want to take another tack again this morning, somewhat unusual. I want to talk about thankfulness in terms of the example of Jesus. And specifically, the occasions upon which Jesus thanked his Father. There's only really a few passages in which it specifically says that Jesus thanked God or thanked the Father. But I think they're instructive. The most instructive thing about that is that Jesus did it. Jesus thanked God. He thanked His Father. Well, isn't Jesus equal with God? Yes, He is. Isn't Jesus fully capable of doing all the marvelous things that He did without the Father? Well, I'm not sure exactly how that would work. But yeah, He was in Himself all-powerful. And yet, He became a human being and accepted the role of a human being and looked to His Father to grant Him what He needed. And He thanked His Father for it. And let me tell you something. If the Son of God found it necessary and important and valuable to take moments in His life and to say, "Thank you, Father," I can't see where I should feel that I would be above the need to do that too. We all need to thank the Father. Jesus did. Let's look at a couple of these passages and think about them with me for just a few moments. Here's one, Matthew 11:25. Jesus had just got done talking about all of the people in the various cities He'd gone to and how they had rejected Him and not accepted Him. And He pronounced basically a curse on them, if you want to put it that way. He says, "Woe to them. Woe to these people in Chorazin and Bethsaida and the cities of Galilee. Woe to them because they have rejected the most brilliant and wonderful message of God. And it will not go well for them in the day of judgment." But then He says this in Matthew 11:25. "At that time Jesus declared, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to children.'" Well, the first part of that, it seems fairly straightforward and obvious. That is why we should thank our Father, because He is Lord of heaven and earth. And everything that happens in the world that is to our benefit and service, above, who He's Lord of heaven and earth, and for that reason alone we should be thankful and express our gratitude to Him. But Jesus is talking about something fairly specific here, of course. The Lord of heaven and earth had done something. He'd done something that is kind of amazing and kind of remarkable.